shorter waiting lists. The waiting lists really frustrate them, and many told me they feel that children with autism are not a priority in Quebec. And here's just how it, just a small taste of how people were feeling today.
Unfortunately, I don't think we're at the top of the totem pole. Unfortunately, there is a syndrome of the ostrich syndrome. We need to provide more expertise. We need to help the system, you know, develop more expertise. And that's what we're advocating for today.
Monsieur le ministre, je vous invite à venir 10 minutes maximum passer dans des familles ayant un enfant TED ou autiste. Cherchez ces familles-là. Venez voir et je serai la première à vous accueillir.
I'm bankrupt almost because of my situation. That's not fair. Is that fair? We're complaining. Yes, I understand. But the question is, how can you make this better? How can we change the things around to make this better?
A few voices there and some drums that you heard in the background. They wanted to be sure that they were heard. Some mothers and people there who work with families who have an autistic child.
Boy, some really emotional tape there. You can just hear the frustration, and they really sound like, some of them really sound like they're at the end of their rope, but I'm wondering how, you know, how you get that message across to the government.
Yeah, they decided to write letters, so these are addressed to Premier Jean Charest. In the hour I was there, they collected 86 of them, and these letters tell the parents' personal stories and the day-to-day challenges that they face, what it's like to raise a child with autism. And I met Cheryl Zink-Colton. Her son, Ari, is 22 years old now, and he's just learning how to read now. Her son has gotten services over the years, but Zink-Colton says that that really is no thanks to the government.
All the services that Ari's gotten, I've gotten on my own. So I was able to take him to the Boston Children's to be assessed by one of the leading autism experts there. I was able to take him to Chicago for overnight EEG recordings.
Why did you feel you had to leave the province to see other doctors? Why did you feel you had to do that?
The first assessment that I got here, they said to me, institutionalize him. That was my initial assessment in Montreal. Now, they don't do that today, but that's what things were like when I first started.
Boy, that's devastating for any parent to hear.
Yeah, and that is Cheryl Zink-Colton. Her son is 22 now. He has autism, and she says she really sees a lack of adult services now. She says many are cut off once they start school at the age of 6. So what happens after 6? I met one mother who says she's almost bankrupt because she's been trying to get services for her son for 8 years now. She has to hire private therapists to come to her home to give him therapy. Her son is 10 years old now. And so they are hoping someone from the government will read their letters and make this a top issue.
You mentioned you spoke to a therapist. What about therapists, professionals who work with autistic kids? What do they think about this?
I'm an occupational therapist today at the rally, Sue. Michelle Hébert practices on the West Island, and she runs a nonprofit organization. It's called Buds in Bloom. So she sees the waiting list firsthand. She gets all the parents who are waiting and looking for services. She came out to support this cause today, and her mission, she says, is to put a stop to these wait lists. And she really believes that the solution doesn't lie in hiring more therapists. She thinks we have enough human resources in Quebec, not even in more funding. Michelle Hébert says she'd like to see the government change the laws and change the system so that wait times could be cut down. She worked in the United States for 5 years and thinks that we should model the American system.
In the United States, there's something called the IDEA, which is an Individualized Education Act. It protects children who are beyond the age of 3. And from birth to 3, they're also protected. So they receive free services throughout. And if they don't receive within a certain time frame, which is less than 3 months, they can take them to court. It's just a litigious right of theirs. It's a law. Here, we don't have such protection for our children. It's about shifting our energy into transforming this situation once and for all.
That is occupational therapist Michelle Hébert.
Okay, so we're hearing from parents, we're hearing from therapists. I'm wondering if the message is getting through to the government.
Oh, I put in a call to the health ministry and told them about these letters that are being dropped off today. Someone from the ministry told me they are looking into this. No one, though, has gotten back to me yet with any official comment yet.
Thank you, Sabrina. As soon as I get that,
I'll keep you posted. You're welcome.
I want to share, we did get a post on Facebook from Roberta Thompson, who says, as an educator, I feel that it would be very helpful if the Quebec government could provide more funding for other therapies beside ABA, which is Applied Behavior Analysis, for children who have autism or developmental delay. These therapies from professionals such as occupational therapists, physios, speech and language pathologists, art, music, massage therapists. Children and families need the support of our government, and reducing wait times for diagnosis is also vital. So it sounds like a lot of people echoing the same things. I'd love to hear from you on this. You can post on Facebook, continue the dialogue that Roberta Thompson started, or you can send me a text at 22CBC. We have been talking about the Muppets today because the Muppet movie is coming into theaters today.